4DJW Mobile.
Noon, Dave. Hey, it was good to finally meet you last weekend.
Time before we met each other in person, wasn't it? How about that? But it was good to see you out there at the Winter Field Day. That was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun, too.
Putting up all those antennas.
We do that with a bunch of new people that have joined the club that weren't there in years gone by, so they can see how it's done. So next year we can sit in lawn chairs and watch them do it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, after I left there, I went home, made a few contacts and that, and just sit back and enjoy the day.
I do that too, because I thought about taking a digital station up there and setting it up. Digital, not DMR digital, but HF bands, you know, the lower side of the band digital, to do some PSK and stuff like that. So I got mine up and working, and I've been tweaking the software that I developed 10 years ago, doing those things to it that I said I'd do when I retired.
Around, Jim, right?
Exactly. I got time to do that. I thought to myself, well, I got time now, and I am retired. And I did put this off until I was, you know, had time to look at it deeper. So I'm having a good time doing that, making contacts at the same time, and, you know, trying it out and debugging it and that kind of stuff while using it. That's a lot of fun.
You see, this is good for your handiwork. Yeah, I never got into any of that stuff, and then so. No, I'm strictly just HF voice.
Mother was living with us is when I got into it 20 years ago. She was she was living with us. She was a kid. Now she's got me a great grandkid. She was our grandkid, and she's got me a great grandson now. But before that, I couldn't talk. You know, when I get home from work, I'd come home from Charlotte. I'd be tired, and I'd go in the room and kind of wind down, and I'd want to use ham radio, but I couldn't talk like I'm talking to you right now. It was like in the middle of the night, she was asleep, and she had to get up early, and so did my wife, and so yakking on the radio wasn't an option, and digital filled that gap. And so I enjoyed that quite a bit, and now I'm still doing that. That got me started back then doing digital, and I never quit.
I was thinking, you know, a waterfall would be nice, but I kind of like just rolling the dial.
People that like it one way or the other. Not many people that like it both ways. Anyway, I'm over here at the pharmacy. If you're still around when I get out, I'll pick it up from there. But I got to run in here and pick up some stuff for my wife, and I'll be back in a little bit. W4DJW.
Yeah, roger that, Dave. Yeah, I'll still be here at least another 35 minutes. KN4TFW.
For VSW, was it Ken? This is KO4ZEW, Ben from Simpsonville.
It's Ken, KN4TFW, and the call sign and name one more time. There was a big truck right beside me.
Ben, KO4ZEW, I do think we met on Saturday.
On Saturday, up there. How are you doing today?
I'm real good. Just out here running errands and stuff. And I heard you and Dave talking, and you said you were giving the chores to the new people, so that's why I jumped in and split logs. I was like, I gotta earn my spot.
I'm fairly new myself. I just got my ticket in 2019.
I just got my first two tickets last year. So I've not even been licensed a year yet.
So did you say you got your general ticket too, or just your technician?
Yeah, I have my general as well. I got my technician in April and then my general in July. I wanted to just go ahead and definitely get all that. And then I'm taking my time with my extra because I want to take the time to really use the stuff and understand it deeply. And get a lot of hands-on experience before I go and take the extra test.
And that, so have you been on HF?
We have not. I just got a 7300 ICOM for Christmas, and I've played with the 50 megahertz a little bit, and I finished building an NFED half-wave HF wire, but because of the weather, I haven't been able to get it outside, string it up, test and tune it. So I'm just chewing at the bit to get that thing up in the air.
KN4TFW. Oh, you'll love it, especially on field days. I use field days to try to practice my skills, you know, when there's two operators right beside each other, you know, one frequency away, and then try to be able to talk to both of them. And that's the goal I set for myself.
I need to just, I think, get on more, maybe I think it's next field day, just really hang out with somebody who's making contacts, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and really see how it's done on a field day setting. Because I'm still a little gun-shy. I'll speak out and stuff, but I'm still learning the protocols.
You know, everybody has a little bit of mic fright and afraid you're going to get something wrong, but, you know, I practice with the group that does parks on the air. You know, you get a person will be at a park and he'll just be calling out for contacts, and that's the best way is to, you know, just throw out your call, and if he calls you, give him the information that he's looking for, and then, you know, go on to the next one.
BWZ Chandler, you're way down the weeds.
If you can hear me, KN4TFW.
U4CRG.
Q4JRG.
JQ4CRG. Kilo Quebec 4. Charlie Romeo Golf. Robert is in Golden Springs, so it's out of Spartanburg.
Robert, this is Ken. KN4TFW.
Hey, Ken, you mobile?
Just left Spartanburg up there at exit 80. 85 southbound, fixing to get off here on Highway 29.
We're talking on Anytone 878, Andy Dawkins. In the house, the end of Nagoya, and it's got this little 25-watt new truck. But, yeah, we stay with her. We're hearing you all talk. We're studying for our general. We haven't got a general yet, but just studying for it right now.
Get it. If I can get it, anybody can get it.
Hey, Ken, anybody? I don't know. The older you get, the slower you learn or something, I think.
I'll be 63 next week. But I got fortunate. They were doing the class in Greer for it in person, so I got to sit in it in person, so that really helped me out. I don't do too good doing stuff online.
We got the... There's no studying online. We got the books off I think it was Amazon for a technician, and after that we ordered another book for a general. But that was pretty good books there. Craig Buck, I don't know, K41A, amateur radio, general radio class, I think it's called. But that was pretty good books there. Pretty informative. It got me started anyway.
But if you'd like to do YouTube, check out I want to say it's Whiskey 4 Echo Yankee is the YouTube site. But he's the guy that was doing a class in person in Greer, and he'll take you through the book. You know what I mean? And tell you all the ins and outs and the parts you really need to know.
Roger. Well, yeah, I'd like to check that out. More you can get in and remember and all that, the better, I guess, before you take that test.
You've been at HF capabilities on 10 meters.
We can't pull up to get a radio, but man, we try to find a used old band or something. He deal with $1,000, we're gonna get out a little bit cheaper there.
See, when I got mine, I bought one, a used one off of my Elmer, and then I really like it. It's nothing fancy or anything. It's an older style radio they don't make anymore, but it really helped me to learn. Hey, Ben, don't let us run you off. Come on in here.
EW, yeah, I'm here. I just got back to the house, about to get out of the car, but, yeah, as far as learning and studying, there's a website, heady.org, and I found that with the ARRL books, still self-studied for both of my tests, and the software is free. I paid for the premium version just so, because it helped me out so much, I was like, I'm going to help them out, but hamstudy.org, fantastic one.
Yeah, I believe I got a KQ4 ZEW. I think I talked to you before.
KO4ZEW, Ben, down in Simpsonville, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I believe I have. I talked to you. It's been a little while. I've been in the hospital there a couple months ago, heart surgery. Look at me. They got that daggone COVID right there in during December, January. I said, well, heck, why? I can't get well for some reason. Just keep going downhill. I didn't know 65 was going to be that rough.
49, and the downhill started about age 40, so I don't expect it to get any better from here, but I do what I can to keep up with myself.
I'll let y'all have to get on off of here. It's about time the other half to get in. Get in here. But 73 C, appreciate the conversation. 73 C, it's be KQ4, DRG. Be clear on your final.
Good to talk to you. Have a good one. KN4 TSW.
I'm going to run the house now, but yeah, good talking to everybody. We got to keep learning and keep loving it. So I will catch everybody down the log. KO4ZEW. This is Ben 73, everybody.
For HGAC 73, Ben. Hey, Ken.
How's your day going?
You know, I'm doing great. And even that's not that bad.
It's getting a little colder, though.
It's cooling off a little bit.
At once today, so that wasn't too bad.
For HGX, I was looking at the weather again this afternoon, and it looks like we might get some of that freezy stuff up at the house.
You gotta be careful getting out tomorrow. I know you said you had to go down to Greenwood, KN4 TFW.
If I do, if it does, I won't be going until after it warms up some. I'll just make it later in the day.
Anything to do.
I don't want none of that freezy stuff, KO4CEF.
Good afternoon, Andrew. Yeah, I don't want none of it either.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
How you doing, gentlemen? Yeah, I'll carry on. I'm on Echo Link, so it's kind of hard to get in and out here and there. So, yeah, I'll go right ahead. I'm just listening.
My next stop, so I'm going to have to say 73s anyway. So I just want to jump in there and say hello to Ken, and since you come along, say hello to you. So it's good to talk to both of you, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear.
Have a good one. Be careful in the rain. Go ahead, Ian.
73, Patrick. Well, I'll catch you in the morning. How you doing today, Ken?
Yeah, doing pretty well. Had a good day, stayed dry, so that's all that matters, right? How about yourself?
I definitely stayed dry, but it wasn't the greatest day in the world. Just a little bit of drama at work. I'm going to have to I'm going to have to fuss tomorrow, so it's going to be fun. Been dealing with it for 2 days, but it is what it is. Part of business, I guess.
I like that part where I just have to worry about Ken. I don't have to worry about what other people are doing, right?
Yeah, there's definitely days where I miss that.
I used to do all that, and then after COVID hit, then I went out here, and it's like, you know what? This is what I want to do till I retire. I just want to worry about Ken.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that either. I think I'll have the same attitude. I there's days where I love my job. I love being a section leader. I love helping people out. But then there's the politics side of work that just drives me absolutely insane, and I hate every minute of it.
Issued your work and all the paperwork and everything just makes it not sometimes seem like it's not really worth it.
Yeah, definitely that. I wonder if we're going to get some freezing rain, but I think that was supposed to be Friday night. Shoot, I ain't really checked the weather. I hope not. I really don't want anything to do with that.
For us, it was going to be out of here this evening and then just turn cold tomorrow.
That'll definitely be good. Shoot, I remember when I was in volunteering the fire department, if they called for freezing rain, man, we'd be camping out at the fire department all night. That way you didn't have to worry about anything. But, man, you'd stay busy. Good Lord, you was busy.
Video. It was, I don't know, it was out west. It must have been in Colorado up in the mountains, but they had like, I think it said 311 inches so far this year, and it must have been about 6 foot deep in everybody's yard and out on the road, and the school bus was going up and down the road, and it was like business was normal.
You'd think they just had to put a snow plow on the front of the bus, that way they could run. That'd be crazy.
Out in Colorado, the kids were going to school, and they had to walk. And the only time it ever got cold was if the wind chill was, you know, like 20 below. Then they'd call it.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I mean, around here, I'm definitely been more surprised at how frequently they call off school. I mean, I don't ever remember getting out of school for bad thunderstorms where they call it off, but now, they even think there's going to be bad thunderstorms or severe weather, they just go ahead and call school off the day before. But I don't know. I don't know if it's because they can do e-learning or what. I just don't understand what's changed so much.
It's just that e-learning. That way you don't have to take a chance. Nobody will see you because you kept schooling and somebody got hurt because of a tree limb fell on the school bus or anything. But back when my kids were going to school in the early 90s, the internet was pretty much non-existent.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I remember having to pile up in front of the TV and see if they canceled school for today, but it wasn't ever for severe weather. So, well, Ken, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have a safe rest of the trip home, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. You have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your final.
You have a good one, and be safe. We'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Hey, W, this is M0TR. Good evening, Tim.
And Miss Bernice, if you're there, I hope she's doing better.
She's at home. I was just making a fast run over to Ingalls, and it's a bad time of day to get out here for us old folks, but well, it's an important mission.
Fortunately for me, I can walk to Ingalls if I need to. But, yeah, that road right there at this time of day, man, that thing is terrible, especially trying to get out.
That's as bad as getting out of a little rebel when it's busy down the road there. Well, we had frog legs for supper, and they were absolutely astoundingly delicious. And the last ones we got down at Vaughn's meatpacking, they're usually always great, but they was a little bit big, and so they was a little tough. And we haven't had them in about a year. And we saw them at Ingalls the other day, and they were small. And so she said, or last night, and she said, well, pick those up, and I'll just fix them for dinner tomorrow night. So that's what we had for supper tonight, and they were absolutely great. So I sent a picture of them to my daughter, and Us folks from Kansas, we like frog legs. I don't know about down here. But I'm running back over there to see if there's any of them left, which there probably isn't, but there was a few left there yesterday.
Awesome. I do like frog legs. Usually if the place has them when I'm out, I'll probably try to get them and that. But, yeah, I love me some frog legs. Frogs down here are a little bit smaller than they were in the Midwest, though.
Yeah. We used to go out in the creeks, and we call them cricks, and we'd walk them at night with a flashlight. Or sometimes we'd go into John Boat in the strip mines, you know, in the strip pits. And, they'd reach from the tip of your finger up to on the inside of your hand there, almost to your elbow. And them was bullfrogs now, let me tell you. But these were about a third of that size, but I can't gripe except about one thing. And being a Vietnam veteran, guess where these were from?
Good morning.
They were from Vietnam. I'd seen that before. It's not too unusual. But don't eat them enough to where I have to worry about antibiotics and all of that stuff. You know, my age, I don't worry about it anyway, Skin.
Live long enough, you can eat what you want, right?
You got it. As I used to say on CB, that's a big 10-4, good buddy. I don't eat very many exotic things. And I do like them, though. And so I overlooked where it was from. Bernice had to tell me where it was from, but I ignored her.
Friend, it would tell me you can die happy or you can die healthy. Just go ahead and eat what you want.
Well, fortunately, my wife is a very wonderful chef, and I think I fit into that latter group there quite a bit. I prefer to die happy, but I try not to overdo it. But with Bernice's cooking, it's hard, Ken. Well, I'm right here at where that big church is, about a block away, and I don't even know the street names here, but at any rate, you do. And so, commentary, I'll be doing right there on my left. Anyways, good to hear you, Ken. Just wanted to say hi, 73s. This is N0TR clear.
I'll be careful out there. Tell Miss Bernice we said hey. KN4 TFW.
No, I was just going to go over here and pick some of those up for the daughter. I don't know if I said that or not. It's N0TR clear.
You need to get her some.
I bet it'd be a nice surprise. See you later. N0TR pulling in.
KO4 PXB Mobile.
Boyd, KN4 TFW.
Hey, sir. How are you doing on this rainy day?
Yeah, doing pretty well. Almost home here on 29 in Greer. 85 south, at least till the 29 was good for you.
I truly appreciate the traffic report, because I'll be going on 29 here probably within 10, 15 minutes. Hopefully that Wade Hampton Boulevard's not congested and running crazy.
Bad. I'm up here by the Applebee's in Greer, so it's not too bad right now.
That is definitely good, because the Masonic Lodge right across from Applebee's will be my final destination.
No time. I've seen it where I've been waiting. I've been right there at the Applebee's waiting on the light all the way up there to Taco Bell.
Yeah, that is definitely a long line to wait in. Definitely also takes patience, regardless of where you're riding or driving at.
Not having a radio in your car, you can make the time go by a lot better, right?
That is definitely true, and also keep your mind off the guests of other stupid people riding around.
I know that's right.
And I shouldn't say it that way, because they're probably, sometimes they probably say the same thing about me.
They're bumper to bumper up here by the by the Taco Bell. I think you got somebody coming out of a side street, wants to go across three lanes and get into the other three lanes that are busy too. It's like, man, why not just go to the red light?
Know that? We just live in it. Yeah, if I was going home, I would definitely get a fire going for a little bit, but I won't be home till probably about 9 o'clock this evening, so definitely way too late to start a fire.
It's definitely damp enough to get some extra thing to knock off the dampness anyway, right?
Yep, that and have to get some either some good three bean chili or something like that with some good cornbread, that would definitely knock the chill off.
I think Mama's baking some chicken in the oven, and that should be about ready by the time I get home.
Yeah, there's definitely nothing like baked chicken. What sides are you having with it?
I think she said we were making some mac and cheese. And then probably some green beans, I would imagine, if I was guessing. But I don't remember that she said.
That definitely sounds like a good southern dinner.
Go wrong with that combination.
Nope, I said. I was always shocked, more so recently, that my mother does not fry chicken anymore. And when I was growing up, back in the 60s and 70s and 80s time frame, pretty much every Sunday we always had fried chicken.
I grew up, everybody met at Grandma's house, and she dispatched one of the yard chickens, and it was every Sunday was chicken.
Yep, and I can still remember a coffee can sitting on the stove that she would pour the grease in and use it later on.
All them old ways and the good old family days that we had, there's a pretty much gone by the wayside now, it seems like, KN4 TFW.
Yeah, one thing that was definitely odd, and I tried it, and it's actually pretty good. In Germany, when I was there, the Germans, they will actually let the grease cool, and they will put it on toast with salt and pepper, and that's actually pretty good, but it's definitely not healthy for you.
Well, something like that did I do, but I won't tell you because it's definitely not healthy. But I've made it into the yard here, and that's, I'll say, 7-3. I hope you have a good trip down there, down 29, and that be safe in the rain, and look forward to catching you another time. KN4 TFW.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. It's KO4PXV.